In a world of action and explosions, one man must decide what movies to pick. Will they be good movies? No, they will be absolute crap. This is Bad Rad Movies Podcast. Rated R. On this episode, we will be watching Out Cold.
10 years ago, I used to listen to rappers flow, talking about the way they rock the mic at the disco. I liked how that stuff was going down. Dreamt about ripping the mic with my own sound. So I tried to write rhymes something like them. My boy said, that ain't you, Ice, that stuff sounds like them. So I sat back, thought up a new track. Didn't fantasize, kicked the pure facts. All the suckers got scared cause they was unprepared. Who would tell it how it really was, who dared? A young brother from the West Coast, L.A. South Central, fool where the Crips and the Bloods play. When I wrote about parties, it didn't fit. Six in the morning. Yeah, that's it.
OG, original gangster. OG, original.
Hi, what is up, mofos? It is I, Richard, the host of this podcast called Bad Rad Movies. With me, Richard.
And me, the co-host, Cameron.
Hip hip hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray. This was a very interesting movie, and just in case if you didn't hear the intro, Cameron, what movie are we doing?
Out Cold.
Fatal Blow. A beautiful woman.
Don't even sweat it, man. She's about as far out of your league as it gets.
A man so ruthless.
Now you can start acting like you got some motherfucking sense, or we can get your gangster up in this motherfucker.
Boy, Jay Mack told me you're looking for somebody to help out with your girl.
Do you even know what I do? I'm a goddamn pimp, man. Okay, nigga, I'm gonna give you a chance. You gonna be my driver. Your job is to pick these hoes up and drop them off in a trip.
When down and out boxer Slim gets hired to protect Goldie's prized possession.
I'm about to leave town for a few days. You roll with her. This is my girl. Take care of her.
Slim soon discovers that when business and pleasure mix, the result can be deadly.
He just lost control, man. He just went crazy.
Get that motherfucker.
What's going on with you?
It's Desiree.
Are you fucking crazy?
It just happened.
To fall in love with the woman of the baddest, meanest mad dog pimp in history.
Come with me now. Let's run away together.
He will never stop looking for us. Slim, he'll kill you.
I'm going to kill Goldie.
Goldie's been shot 5 times. The man's not meant to be killed. He's not a normal person.
We make it hot up in this place, so open the window, let the music flow through the H2O. Yo.
We can't get you wet, wet, don't fret yet. Just get started with the fun, baby, yes. See through dress, yes, got me impressed, for that body water. I'm a
Ice Tea, Tiny Lister, Cool Moody.
You pick a fight with a pimp, you better be ready to play hard.
Out Cold.
But don't step with haste in your pep like a bat goes strong.
How is cold spelled?
Not with a C as one would think, but
how is it
with
spelled?
A K.
Okay, but how is that spelled?
K-O-L-D.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is that some gangsta shit?
Yes. Joe from the podcast Late Night Psychorama picked this one after it landed on a choose option. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to mention, because I fucked up, whatever episode... Oh, yeah, when we did Roadhouse 2, I said that the wheel landed on it, but it actually didn't and landed on a choose option. That was actually chosen by Andrew from Late Night Psychorama. So I apologize about that. I was incoherent. So there you go. Anyway, before we kind of get into the movie, how are you, Cameron?
I'm doing great. I'd like to announce that I'm back on my bullshit and that I had a gummy.
Oh, you had a gummy? Really?
So I will be increasingly... intoxicated and
Under the influence.
Yes. Under the influence. And I will be less intelligible as this episode goes on, but as you can see, I'm not starting off very well already.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw again, because I'm trying to... I haven't had any beer because, you know, I actually increased my workout routine from, I said, 3 times a week to 6 times a week. So I work out Monday through Saturdays, and Sundays are my days off.
Mm-hmm. That's the Lord's Day.
Yeah. And White Claw has only 100 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I don't want to be a fat piece of shit that eats too much poppers and beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to White Claw for every time Chris buys some for me and then calls me an alcoholic when he sees 2 missing from the fridge.
Oh, I bet.
You can go fuck yourself.
Oh, I bet. My name is Chris.
It's just noticeable, I guess, apparently.
My name is Chris, and I'm a professional tummy.
Yeah, that sounds just like him. He doesn't watch the shit. I told him, like, hey, go to episode whatever at the 43-minute mark. And he's like, what does that mean? It's like, do it. And he comes back and he's like, oh, fuck you. So, like, oh, we, like, said some shit.
Wait, which part was that? I forgot.
It was a few episodes ago. I'd have to look in my
Was that the part when you were like, Chris, you're fucking kiss ass?
Yeah, and I was like, go to the 43-minute, like, 12-second mark on this episode. And he's like, okay. And he's like, no, you're fucking kiss ass.
Did he like my impersonation of him?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm glad he liked it, because I was trying to sound accurate.
I got a rise out of him, so.
Oh, it did get a rise out of him? Wait, that got a rise out of him?
Just slightly, yeah.
Oh, when I did, my name is Chris. Yeah. Hey, motherfucker, first off, you fucking make fun of me and Cameron all the time, yeah, so payback's
he's an
a
asshole.
Bitch.
Yeah, but he's a good sport.
Payback's a bitch, so there you go.
That's why he's a professional dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the fact that he doesn't get paid for it.
I don't think he deserves to get paid for it. All right, so before we... Oh, yeah. So what did you do throughout the week? Because I know what... It's been like almost a week, right? Since we did the last episode. So what did you do?
Just grinded, honestly. Not a whole lot of fun shit.
Is that slang for working?
Yeah.
Yes.
Working... I had, like, a class field trip that took all day last Friday, so I couldn't really do anything.
Oh, class field trip. Where did you go?
Palos Verdes.
Ooh.
Very nice out there, but... and I can now say I've been waist-deep in California bush sunflower. It really is pokey. Yeah.
Oh, you had pokey?
No, I was in bushes, like,
oh,
I was literally
poking.
Standing.
Oh, like,
and they were poking me, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, standing. I spent my Friday for 4 hours standing in
I thought
bushes
you had,
on a hillside
I thought
after
you,
I walked up the hill.
I thought you had a large cup of diced up cubed raw fish.
We do have that on campus now. It's actually pretty good.
No, it is good. I've had it before. I had the kimchi one.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's basically, it has like the seasoning that it is on kimchi.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Is there a place around, is it around here?
I think so, yeah. I think I might have gotten it around here. I don't remember
there's
where, but.
Popping up around here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah.
What have you been up to?
Oh, like I said, I've been working out a shitload. I've been working out for 3 weeks, and before that, I hadn't worked out at all, which is why I looked like a fat piece of shit from eating too much papas and beer. I work out like fucking 6 days a week.
He keep it up, man. It really adds up. Like, you'll notice.
Cool. Anyway, Cameron, before we give information about this movie, would you like to read the back of the DVD case?
I'd love to before I cannot any longer.
Which this DVD case was part of the large box that Erica from Customers Also Watch sent, and which was also the reason why Joe from Late Night Psychorama picked this.
Mm.
Thank you, Erica. Anyway, so here you go.
It looks almost like it should be a Blu-ray disc, but it's not blue.
No, it doesn't even look like
they really released this in Blu-ray.
No, it doesn't look like a Blu-ray disc. The cover looks like it was made with, with some sort of a photo maker thing with Windows. I don't fucking know. I'm pretty intoxicated, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm gonna be soon. All right. Out cold with a K. When down and out boxer Slim gets hired to protect gangsta pimp. It literally says gangsta pimp. Goldie's prized possession. He soon discovers mixing business with pleasure can be deadly. Now, only way to win is to learn how to be a player. Between Goldie and rival gangsta Blackie, he's got just one chance to land on
that's
top
his name.
Before they take him out cold.
That's his name, PC Police. That's his name.
That's literally his name. Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
Yeah, no, Cameron didn't just say that.
For that. Like, I didn't just do that. It's not ad-libbing anything.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So, just to give a little
don't
bit
pat
of...
my ass.
So, just to give a little bit of information about this film, quotation mark fingers, this came out in 2001. Mm. This stars two people that we know, which one of them is... who is one of those people, Cameron?
He's named after a drink one enjoys on a hot summer day with, iced tea. Iced tea.
Okay.
That's his name.
Yes.
I was going to keep hinting at it, but I just ran out of shit.
Yeah. And I forgot the actor's name, but...
The dude who plays Debo, I'm pretty sure. Is that his name on there? Is that the one on the far right?
I think it's Tommy, quotation mark fingers, Tiny Lister. That might be him.
Oh, it's definitely him because of, Tiny, but he's like super huge dude. That makes sense.
Yeah, very, very ironic.
Very ironic, yes.
He plays a sweet in the movie, but he has a very... yeah, that's him. Tommy Tiny Lister.
Oh, I knew it.
He has a very small part in the movie, yet he's billed second.
Would you say he has a tiny part in the movie?
What do you mean by that?
Like a tiny role, not a whole lot of screen time.
But what do you mean? I know you're trying to...
No, that was exactly what I meant. I wasn't trying to make a sexual joke.
I thought you were making a sexual joke like he had a tiny private part.
I'm not going to go on that route.
Because it wouldn't be true.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I'm sure you do know, though.
Nah.
I'm getting gangbanged all that time.
Yep.
For weed.
Grinding.
Oh, is that what you meant by grinding? Okay.
No. Not going to Palos Verdes for field methods, field trip, study California native plants. I'm just getting gangbanged by this down the corner by the 7-Eleven,
Yep. So, this movie was directed by some fellow named Dietrich McClure. And my phone just went off. Maybe I should have turned my phone off. Let me see here.
Yeah, please silence your cell phones.
Yes.
Mine silence.
I'm trying to see what other films he's done, which I don't think it's... Yeah, there's not much.
Wow.
Road Kings? That sounds familiar. I don't recognize anything else where there's Once Upon a Time in Cuba, Broken Rhyme, The Bed, Lost Girl, Dirty South, Jordan's Walk, It Came From Below, The Girl on the Beach, and then the TV miniseries called Brown Paper Bag, and then the movie called Brown Paper Bag.
And that's, well, that's it. That's a whole list.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Cameron, how does this movie begin?
This movie begins with probably the worst knockout I've ever seen.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean that...
Are you talking about a very attractive woman who's a knockout?
Unfortunately, no. I'm talking about a really bad boxing match that I can't tell if it was a real match or if it was training. Because, like, two people attended. And, like, the trainer included. And then we got Slim, our protagonist,
who is played by Clifford Stubblefield.
Is that his real name?
That's his real name because it's in parentheses. Clifford Stubblefield.
I'm sorry, Clifford.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
So not a fitting name. he's like fighting this dude, right? And it's like the dude's not even trying. Like, he's not even putting his arms up to block. He's just taking fucking shots to the face. And the trainer's like, "All right, hook, you know, get," saying like all these, like, you know, like jab, counter, like all these like words to like direct him. And as if, like, you know, saying the words wouldn't clue the other guy in, too. Like, he can hear you. He's got ears. So, he, like, they're fighting, and, you doing Texas speech? What is that? What are you doing with that?
No, I'm trying to...
Okay, that's cool.
I'm trying to do a search.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm sure. He's putting his headphones on. He's like, just doing a search, man. So they're fighting, and, like, Slim pauses for a second. I don't know if he's like collecting his thoughts, and he just fires one punch at the dude.
My name is Cameron, and I like to suck dick
dude
for weed.
Hits the deck. what was that? Hold on, let me plug in my shit too. I want to hear things.
Well, no. Well, keep talking because you're fucking.
Oh, so yeah, I'm taking up air time. So he knocks the guy out, and the guy just he hits the deck and he just dies like immediately.
Like, Cameron eats his boogers.
So the guy's dead, and the like ref goes down. He's like, "Oh, you killed him." And then Slim just has like the most haunted look on his face, but like the fakest. He's like, "Oh my god, I killed this guy!" But
Cameron
it's
drinks
like,
his own gum.
My own gum. So it's not believable, like at all. And yeah, that's the scene. But what was your take on that?
Yeah, the fighting was really fucking shitty because they got really the way how the camera looked, like they got had super close up shots to a point where you didn't even see Slim punching; you just saw the other guy.
Why was that?
Well, because like the camera was super super close, like to a point where you almost saw the opposing guy's face. And I think they purposely did that because they didn't want to show how bad the choreography was. It was really horrible.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And what is it? I think you already mentioned that he, like, punches the guy. Did you mention the guy? He punched the guy really hard until he was dead? Okay, yeah. So that's what happens. And it cuts to the next shot where he goes to a bar. And he's asking the bartender, he goes up to me and goes, we're going to try and portray everybody as accurate as possible. So, all right. So he goes up and he says, excuse me, sir. I'm looking for a gentleman by the name of Goldie. Are you want to be the bartender?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. you have to say hello. Welcome to my bar.
Welcome to this fine establishment that is a bar.
Yes, sir. Do you happen to know this gentleman by the name of Goldie?
I do, or I am acquainted with such an individual, yes.
Okay, great. Would you be so kind as to point in the direction of where I'm supposed to go to meet this gentleman named Goldie?
This gentleman you speak of is right over in that side of the bar, sir.
Is he the one that's playing pool?
He is the one playing the game that we refer to as pool, yes.
Okay, great. Ooh, that is a very attractive lady there. Do you know her name?
She is a very high-class female, yes. I believe her name is Desiree.
Okay. And I believe your line, sir, was to say, oh, you can't, you have no chance to be with her.
You have no chance to be acquainted with her because she is Goldie's.
She is out of your league.
Yes.
Yes, that is the line.
Which is also the title of a movie.
Yes, that is true. Wait, Out of Your League is the title of the movie?
No, she's Out of Your League.
But that's not the title of the movie. The title of the movie
she's
is
Out of out My League.
Cold. It's Out Cold.
Oh, yes, with a K.
Wow. Those gummies are kicking in, sir?
No, I was thinking the title of another movie. It's a really bad movie. Like this one. Oh, wait, no. I can't share that yet.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Wow.
Go on.
So then, he walks up to Goldie, and okay, we have to role play again. So this time you be Slim, and I'll be Goldie, which is played by Ice-T. So I'm Ice-T's character.
I like the drink.
Yes, like the drink.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. So, go ahead.
Hello, sir. I am looking for an opportunity to spend my time investing and working.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know who I am and what it is that I do?
I do not know who you are or your occupation, but I want to work for you anyway.
Before I say this next line, keep in mind that this entire DVD is censored, so they don't say motherfucker.
Oh.
Or, I'm sorry, motherfucker. They bleep. They don't bleep it. They just edit it and cut it to a point where he just says whatever word is next.
Mm-hmm.
But we know they say it because they mouth it out.
Yeah, they actually say it.
Yeah. But you don't hear it. It's just taken out of the film. And this is a DVD. So I guess it kind of makes sense because there's no rating on this. There's no rated R or PG-13 or whatever. So yeah, I don't know why they did that. But anyway, I found that kind of interesting. Anyway, yes, I am a motherfucking pimp. I need a person that'll be able to protect my hose.
Oh, I can do that sort of service for you. I can protect your female companions in your stable.
And, so then he goes, and I guess Desiree is his what they call top bitch.
She is the at the pinnacle of the hoe hierarchy. Yes.
Yes. So So Ice-T basically says to Slim, listen here, man. I need you to take my motherfucking hoe and show her a good time. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he says, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you, dog.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, my newfound companion, yes.
And then what happened after that, Cameron? Since you have your notebook out. 15 minutes of trying to find out where he's supposed to look.
I didn't even write that many.
Yeah, and then you're still taking a long time because you're fucking making excuses, even though I just made... It was only a joke.
Okay.
Fucking butthurt piece of shit.
Doing his occupation of protecting Ice-T's hoes, Slim is waiting outside a motel in Los Angeles. You know how we know this? It's because they show the same shot of Los Angeles about 50 times. They're going down the same street with that view, with the little bridge and the view of downtown, like the whole movie. Not joking. So he's at this motel and he hears a scream. And what usually happens when hoes are screaming, Richard?
Some sort of trouble is happening.
Yes, some sort of trouble.
And what was that trouble?
That trouble would be the hoe was getting choked out. And this is a special problem because it was top hoe.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have that. So, of course, you got a boxer. What does he do?
He punches the guy.
Yeah, he does. And, yay, he gets the hoe safe. And, where does he take the hoe, Richard?
He takes, her...
like to go.
To have ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, hoes need that ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that, Cameron?
So then, Slim's just saving bitches off the streets. This young lady comes up to him and is like, I'm 15 but I look 19 and I'm ready to work the streets. And he's like, don't you have parents? She's like, yeah, my dad's in Oakland, but you know, he doesn't know I'm here, and you know, I'm tired of living with like barely any food, and you know, I'm ready to work and get my own living.
Shut the fuck up!
And Slim's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. And go back home. And,
shut the fuck
stop
up.
Being a 15-year-old hoe. And go home to your dad. You don't even have... You have a dad. Why do you have daddy problems? So, she's like, okay, I guess. And then that's like the end of that scene for some reason. It just cuts off.
How we doing, baby?
How we doing? We doing? How we doing?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
And then Slim goes and has quote unquote dinner with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And who might that friend be, Richard?
Was his name Chino? Oh, no. Slimy?
Silky.
Silky. Okay.
Hmm.
Why was he...
What would be his physical description, in your honest opinion?
He was, silky and smooth like silk, but not the piece of clothing, the soy milk.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Ben Stein. Bueller.
Oh, I've gotten that one before.
Yeah, because you're boring.
Wow.
You're being boring right now.
That just makes me sound, fuck you. Get out the pimp game, Silky. It ain't for you. Is what Slim tells him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like this, like, wannabe gangsta white guy, and he's like, you know, like every 90s white Hill dude stereotype. And he's this shady looking motherfucker. He looks, he's probably on some shit. He looks like he'd sell you a dime bag on the corner. He's like, he brings this chick with him, and he's like, this is gonna be my start to my stable. I'm getting in the pimp business, because I guess, you know, once your friend joins the pimp business, whether he's a pimp or pimp security, you just get dragged in to start your own. My headphones on. I could, or they're on my neck, but I can hear the Chuck E. Cheese song in the background. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still going.
No, I actually stopped it.
You restarted it after a bit. Okay.
No.
So he tells the dude to get out of the pimp game, but what does every pimp do? They don't listen, so he doesn't get out of the pimp game. And in between these scenes, he periodically visits his friend. I think you said his name earlier.
Chino.
Like, Chino, I think, yeah. He only has one friend, but, you know, it's they're close. That's cool. And his friend Chino's trying to sell some Latina chick to him, I think, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't go well because she's, like, really mean, and she shoots him in the foot.
Oh, good for you!
I know, right? It's, like, not good for him, though.
Shut the fuck up, Bruce!
Oh, there's Thor. So...
The fuck are
gets,
you
I guess
doing?
He gets out of the whole business, too, because he's like, fuck that shit, they shoot me in my foot in my own house.
No!
But, like, you know, Slim checks up on him all the time. He seems familiar, but I don't remember if I've seen him in anything.
Do I want... No!
Eventually...
Fucking ass.
Ice-T leaves for a few days. And, you know, pimp on out on business. You know, he leaves it to the security dude. What does Slim do? He gets Ice-T's woman... and he goes out with her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you not do to a pimp? You don't go out with this top bitch. You just flushing yourself away at that point. You know, this old goat, your life's just down the drain. So, somehow, they, like, does he save her from something? How'd she ask him out? Because it's really weird, I know.
I think she did ask him out because...
But, it, like, he did something and then she, like, slipped it in there and it's like, what?
No, because it was at the same restaurant where he, what is it, Silky?
Oh, she comes in after, huh?
Yeah, she came in right after, which I think she was following him because she even, well, obviously because she mentioned that she did. And that's when she asked... basically asked him out on a date because Goldie was out of town.
You know, hoes be misbehaving and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, hoes would be, you know, misbehaving.
And shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes on a date with a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And not just any place, but we get a close-up of fire. And what does fire mean? It's the opposite of water. It, you know, doesn't make splashing sounds. It makes crackling sounds. And then just, it doesn't also make, you know, cracking sounds. It makes crackling sounds.
You're not funny and nobody likes you.
And everyone likes fire because it's, you know, it's really warm.
Shut the fuck up!
And, Slim and,
fuck
I forgot
you.
Her name.
Fuck
I'll
you!
Push it.
Yeah, walk out!
They walk in. They don't walk
get
out.
The fuck out of my house.
And they sit on a bearskin rug.
Welcome.
Which I called.
You did actually call that. Because when, what was it? Desiree. No, no, no. Slim.
It's Desiree, though.
Slim was like, oh, what do you want to do after this? Mm-hmm. And it cuts to, like, I got it. Well, I kind of got it half right, because after he said, what you want to do after this? Right. I thought they were immediately going
to
start.
I believe he said, what activity would you like to engage in after?
No, he didn't say that. He said, what you want to do after this? it immediately cuts. I thought that it was just going to immediately cut to them fucking.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it. I'm like, okay, it's probably not going to show that, because if they were cutting out all the motherfuckers and cuss words, and even they even cut out the word hoes. They even cut out the word ass.
Yeah, that's usually when they let slip through.
They cut out the word ass.
We're just talking about donkeys here, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, wow, that was a good one. But, like, if they cut out even the word ass, I don't think they're going to show fucking. But I was kind of right. They just didn't show it. They just showed them both laying down on the bed naked.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see any tits in the movie. Obviously, you're not going to see tits because, you know, they cut out the cussing. Gonna cut out tits too.
Is this like intro to the pimp game for like kids or some shit? Like they just cut out all the really bad shit. And they just still have hoes and shit.
And I miss, like, my kids.
People shooting at each other. People missing their kids.
I miss my kids.
Like all that shit, you know?
I miss my kids.
I do too. Oh wait, no. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got all these, you know, people miss their kids, man. It's a tough world out there, you know. Los Angeles, pimp game, mate, you know. For the weak of heart. Still going.
You're still going.
So what does a pimp always do, Richard? They always find out, right?
Yes, they do. They will find out. But the weird thing is that, yes, he finds out, I guess, but Desiree calls him, calls Slim, because Slim had a dream or a nightmare that Ice-T just walks into his bathroom, and he's like, hey man, I found out that you went in behind my back, and you went and started fucking my woman.
Oh my god, it sounds just like him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of, I listened to a lot of Ice-T back in the day, especially Cop Killer, when Charlton Heston was, like, against that song, and he was like, I don't understand, this son of a bitch could come out and make a song about killing police officers. I'm going to get my gun, and if they try to take it away from me, they can pry it from my cold, dead hands. And then Ice-T, I think, even went into the speech Charlton Heston was giving, and he said, you could suck my dick, motherfucker.
Did he really?
No, I was making that up.
Wow, that's a compelling narrative.
But it is true. You could watch the YouTube clip of Charlton Heston, like, being anti Ice-T of the song Cop Killer. Wait.
I will actually look that up.
You know who Charlton Heston was?
The Apes.
Yes.
Yeah. I know he's a big guy for the NRA too, right?
Well, he was, because he's been dead for a while.
Yeah. He was big, like, way back when.
He was big.
Yeah, of course I know. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Of course, I suck dick for weed.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I have some.
Just to overexplain, Cameron was looking on his phone. That's why there was silence for a long time.
For, 1992, so I'm gonna look that shit up.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Some YouTube videos and stuff.
So yeah, cool. Hashtag. Oh.
Hashtag what?
I don't know what you're talking about. So then what happened after that, Cameron? You boring fuck.
Why does the pervert cross the road, Richard?
I don't think that part comes in yet.
Yeah, that's the next thing I got.
Yeah. So, basically, after Desiree calls Slim, she's like, oh, I got some bad news. Goldie found out about us. And he goes, how did he... In his very great Oscar-worthy performance, he goes, how did he find out about us? And she goes... And then she says, well, because I told him. What? You told him? How did you tell him? And then she goes, it just kind of just happened. You know, he was hitting me, and I got mad, and I told him that we were together. He's like, oh, shit. Where you gonna be at? I guess we could go out and we could get together and we could try to come up with some sort of a plan for us to get out of here. I'm from Georgia. Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia is the best place to live because everybody is friendly there. So they meet up. And you could tell on Desiree's face that she got beat. Oh, we forgot to mention.
How can you tell?
We forgot to mention the backstory of why Slim keeps getting nightmares. Because apparently, or did you mention it already?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so. He became a boxer because his mother got beaten to death by his dad. Because his dad was a drunk alcoholic and felt like in order to be a true man, you have to beat your wife until she's dead.
Oh.
And so,
toxic masculinity
so,
for you.
So that's why he became a boxer, because he felt like if he would have been stronger... Then he could have protected his mom. So now he's trying to protect Desiree.
Like in place of his mom.
Yes. So while they're at a restaurant, Desiree has like... She's got like a scarf over her head. And she's wearing sunglasses. But you could see that she has like a big bruise on her left cheek. And so they're coming up with a plan. Desiree explains to him that Ice-T Goldie and a gentleman, and it's the actual name, his name is Blackie, which is played by Kool Moe Dee, who I believe is a, I don't know if he's a rapper or if he's an R&B singer, I don't remember. But the name Kool Moe Dee, it sounds familiar. Anyway, so... Blackie and Goldie are getting together to do a drug deal. So basically Goldie is going to buy the dope from Blackie so that way he can go into the drug trade instead of just, you know, having hookers.
You got to diversify your investments.
Yeah, I guess. So then he's like, so then while she's telling him this information, I'm kind of like getting suspicious of Desiree a little bit because first off, you know, this is what made me suspicious of her because if you know that this pimp is like, cause Goldie is supposed to be, at least in this universe, in this film, to be the most baddest, meanest pimp ever, that nobody fucks with him.
Yes.
Because you'll be dead in like 2 seconds.
That does seem to be it.
Now, she knows that he could kill her at any minute. So why would she even bother telling him the situation? You know what I mean? Like, if you were fearful for your life...
Oh, is she provoking him in order to get Slim to kill him so she could kill Slim?
That could be the case. But, you know,
could be the case.
But, you know, Slim not being aware of anything, Slim just goes,
Okay, then what I will do is I will go out and I will get both the drugs and the money. And throughout the whole time, everybody's using guns in this movie. Mm-hmm. But because Slim is a boxer, there were several times where Slim could have gotten a gun, which he could have gotten one from Chino because Chino offered to give him a gun
multiple times.
But he was like, but then Slim was like, "Are you crazy, man? I'm not gonna have no gun. I got these." But he holds up his fist. He's like, "All I gotta do is just punch a guy in the face and he be dead, because that's what I did to some Asian man when I did it in the beginning of the movie." And so that's what he does. Like, he keeps constantly, like, every time somebody says, "Oh, hey, maybe you should have a gun," he says, "No, I don't need no gun. My fists are as deadly as guns."
Like, come on, that's like Batman saying, dude. Like, come on. What's up with that?
Batman?
Yeah, he doesn't use guns, you know, because someone shot his mom and dad.
He doesn't use guns, but he has, like, gadgets and shit. He's got a batarang.
That's
got,
why he's way better.
He's got a fucking costume. He's got a fucking Batmobile.
Yeah.
What the fuck does this dude have?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like, exactly. What does that dude even have? He's just, like, stealing his one thing. Like, you're not even cool.
He doesn't have anything. He has his fists, but exactly, what good is that going to do?
Nothing, as we can see down the line.
But the way you phrased it made it seem like you were comparing him to Batman.
Yeah, I went about it the wrong way. No, I said he stole, like, Batman's thing, but he's not cool like Batman, so no one cares.
How is he stealing Batman's thing?
It's the whole no guns, I don't need guns thing. Like, no one really refuses it like that, you know?
So then Slim decides that he's gonna go and put on some stockings over his face as a mask.
Yes, which he throws into.
And he decides that, well, that's when he realizes and goes, "Well, I guess people had a point that I can't use my fist to stop people with guns, but what I will do instead is I will get a baseball bat." So he goes and he finds out that this drug meeting is going to be at some fucking funeral home or something, or like a funeral place, because he hides in a coffin. Then Blackie and his men, they're all sitting down and they're all constantly yawning, which fucking made us yawn. Because they kept yawning five times.
Like, I thought that was just maybe see someone in person do that, but I forgot that movies actually apparently have that power too. Which is a bummer, because Richard is yawning all over the place. I was yawning, and it's like, fuck. It's annoying. Yeah, so, like, you know.
So then Slim comes out of the fucking coffin, and he's got his baseball bat, and he, like, you know, just goes up behind the men, the three goons, and before he hits one of them in the face, one of the goons decides that he wants to tell a joke, which I'm not even going to ask you how the joke went, because you're just going to fucking butcher it because you're so fucking high. You sound like fucking... You make Ben Stein sound like an exciting individual.
I'm just trying to prop him up. Go, Ben.
So the joke goes like this. He says, "Oh, why did the pervert cross the road?" And the other guys go,
why
did the pervert cross the road? He said, "Because he got stuck in the chicken." When really he said, "Because his dick was stuck in the chicken." But because they can't say the word dick, they had to cut the word dick out. So,
like, honestly,
the problem was that... never mind, I'll save it for when we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the movie. So Slim decides to knock all the guys out by hitting them all in the head with the baseball bat, which I have to say that was very unintentionally comedic. But it wasn't, like, supposed to be funny, but it kind of was to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I guess just because of how ridiculous it was and how they were trying to be so serious about it. Mm-hmm. But it just came out as an epic failure.
I agree.
And then what happened after that, Cameron?
Doesn't he also put them in the caskets?
He does.
Put tape over the mouth, and they're all like talking, like, I'm gonna burn down your house and this and that.
Yes, Blackie does. He does say before he Slim puts the tape, duct tape over his mouth. Blackie says, "You know who I am? I'm Blackie. You know what I'm gonna do to you? I'm gonna burn down your house. I'm gonna kill your mom." But problem is, his mom was already dead. But
jokes on that guy.
Yeah. And then he goes, I'm going to kill your dog. I'm going to kill you. And then as he's, like, about to put the tape over Blackie's mouth, he's like, I'm going to kill your squirrel. I'm going to kill your goldfish. I'm going to kill your gerbil. And then he shuts the coffin door.
It's like, how many pets does he think he has? Jeez.
I don't know. I think he was just trying to come across the point that he'll kill anything that he cares about.
That does seem like, yeah, it was his intention.
Yes.
So, I believe he...
You sound like such an exciting guy.
You know,
you get all the girls.
Be the best me.
I'm sure you get all the girls. The ladies must love you. They must think you're so exciting.
I had one tell me that...
Oh, yeah!
Like
I think...
an ASMR video.
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot to ask you because you said you had an exciting story because you went out on a date, right?
Oh, was it the Bumble story I was going to tell you?
Yeah, guess what? Cameron actually went out on a date with a girl.
You know me.
That's crazy.
I'm out doing things with people.
So you're cheating on your fucking real doll, huh?
Yeah, you know, you get to certain stages in your life.
You're cheating on your nose, huh?
Yeah, you move on from what you
cheating
used
on
to
your
do.
Nose gold, huh?
You reach new heights in personal development.
Tell us about your date.
Oh, the date itself or the whole experience?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So,
what happened on your date?
Oh, added fact: I actually got two for two different girls.
Okay,
one was nicer than the other one.
Okay, tell the more exciting one. Which was more exciting?
The more exciting one was that she was crazy.
And how was she crazy? Because that's very descriptive.
You guys know the hot crazy scale, right? So you have to be as hot as you are crazy, otherwise it just doesn't work.
But so how was she crazy, though?
She was crazy, and the fact that she kept getting herself in the most absurdly weird... like legal situations. Okay, she had two restraining orders. That's it.
Wow, she's so fucking crazy.
Against people in her dorm. And then, like,
what an exciting story.
I'm sure she had, like,
wow.
Sure, her moods would shift, like, radically. I think she had, like, bipolar. Like, actually, like,
that was so fucking exciting,
like, she'd
man.
She'd be fine, and then she'd just blow up on you.
I like how you just, like... You're like those people that, like, make...
What do you want me to be like, oh, she's crazy, she almost shot me? That's like, oh, shit, yeah.
Well, no, not that she almost shot you, but something... Well, no, you know what? You should be these fucking people that make fucking movie trailers and shit, like the movies that we fucking watch.
Uh-huh.
Like, and go, oh man, this is gonna be so cool and exciting. I can't wait for you to check this out. You're gonna love it. And then, you know, and then it turns out to be shit like After School Lunch Special or Bong of the Dead or Terror Tunes. Because the way how you told me about this day, you're like, oh my god, this chick was so fucking crazy, man. I can't wait to fucking tell you. And then all you fucking said was, oh,
I mean, like,
oh, she had a restraining order, and I think she had bipolar.
It's not like
Nah, you're so full of fucking shit, dude. You fucking went. You're just doing it. You're doing it even after you fucking, like, said it. Like, that's
oh, it's fucking crazy, man. Like, she was so fucking crazy. I can't wait to fucking tell you guys, man. I can't wait to tell you guys, man. Like, it's so fucking crazy. And you want to know what the crazy part was? She had a restraining order, and I think she has bipolar. I think she has bipolar. That's so fucking exciting. You want to know a crazy fucking date I've had?
What?
Okay, I'm gonna show you the right way to do this. Okay, right, like, and this is actually true.
Stab you or something? Like, I don't know what you want from me.
Oh my god, you really don't get why I'm so fucking disappointed in your stupid fucking shitty story.
What I was going to tell you, because I didn't convey it properly.
But oh my god, like,
I meant it as a serious life lesson kind of story.
Life lesson.
Yeah.
You said you couldn't wait to tell the fucking story, and that you wanted to fucking say it on the podcast, because you were like, I'm gonna wait till I say it on the podcast. Like, yeah, it's a real exciting story. It's fucking crazy. This chick is fucking crazy. And then, like, I'm like excited to hear it, and like the way how you're building it up on the fucking podcast, people, I'm sure some listeners excited to hear it. And then you're just like, she had two restraining orders, and I think she had bipolar. Okay, this is how you fucking do it. Okay, here, and this is a true story. Fucking story too on my part. Okay, hey Cameron, I can't wait to tell you this fucking crazy story. All right, this is fucking crazy. So I went out on a fucking blind date, right? I went on a blind date, and this girl I went on a date with, let's just call her Susan, right?
I thought you were actually describing one. I was like, dang.
No, this is a true story.
Is it?
I'm telling you. Oh, I just fucking said it was a true story.
Okay.
I'm doing a combination of, like, what you should have said or what I thought you were going to say based on the description that you said, like, oh, I have a fucking crazy story about dating experience. Okay, here. So, I went on a date with this girl, a blind date with this girl. Let's call her Susan, okay? She goes, and while we're having this date at this southern restaurant, which they served a lot of, like, Cajun food, whatever, and she goes and says, oh, would you like to meet my friend Carol? And I'm, like, thinking, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know she was going to bring a friend. I thought this was a date. I'm like, okay, sure. Well, I can meet Carol. She reaches into her pocket and pulls out her fucking hamster. And then she goes, oh, this is Carol. And I go, oh, nice to meet you, Carol. She's like, isn't she pretty? I'm like, I guess for a hamster, yeah. I'm like, do you always carry your hamster around in your pocket?
That's like the Dinner for Schmucks guy. I just watched that last week. It was weird. I get what you mean. Yeah, I oversell things.
Yes, you do.
Not the way I intend to do
that. Yes. You are like a salesman
that
says, hey, I have this amazing product for you here. And then they open up this, it's in this box, and they open up this box, and it's just a piece of fucking literal shit.
Yeah, I'll accept that self-criticism. Or constructive criticism. It is true.
Yeah, because I'm saying you're a piece of shit for giving us false advertisement.
Perhaps,
yeah. Saying that. And it was funny, too, because Cameron was like, I can't wait to fucking tell you this story. And I want to, it's such a crazy story that I want to share it on the podcast, which is why I brought it up, because you wanted to mention it on the podcast.
You're like, hey, you should
share. I didn't offer. You fucking said you wanted to say it on the goddamn podcast.
I guess I'll say it on the podcast.
You're such a fucking liar.
I did send that.
You are such a fucking liar. You didn't say, like, oh, I guess I'll share it on the podcast. You're like, oh my god, this date was so fucking crazy. This chick was so crazy. Like, I'll wait to tell you because I want to say it on the podcast. Wow, you.
I told you no the first time, you recall.
You didn't fucking tell me the story. You say you wanted to save it.
No, that's a personal thing. And then I waited 2 days.
It's a personal thing, and it was a crazy story because this chick was crazy. Yeah, that's what you fucking said. Crazy.
I really feel bad for her. She really got messed up. Hope you're doing better.
Jesus fucking Christ. So what happened after that, Cameron?
Jesus. Oh, we're doing the movie. Yes.
You should have been aborted.
Almost. just kidding.
He's not.
Oh, that's a really bad joke. I shouldn't make this.
It's personal computer.
Yeah. So Slim meets Goldie to give him back the money, correct? Or did we get past that point? Because he takes the money from Goldie, and he takes the drugs, too.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. So then he sets up Goldie, because he finally gets that gun. What kind of gun was it? A revolver?
Yes, it was a revolver he gets from Chino. And Chino does say to, specifically, Slim, you should get this revolver, because it's the same one that Clint Eastwood used in the Dirty Harry movie. And Slim goes, well, maybe I should use it, because just like Clint Eastwood, you feeling lucky, punk? And then it fades to the fucking next scene. And Cameron and I just looked at each other and I went, wow, he really did that? And then Cameron went, what's Dirty Harry? Is that when there's a dick that's big and hairy and dirty that hasn't been washed? I don't like the taste. I had a dirty cock in my mouth once. I had a Dirty Harry in my mouth. It didn't taste good.
Personal hygiene is virtue. they draw their guns and shit. And for context, they're in like a parking lot somewhere or some shit, right? They just meet.
Yes, they end up going to the parking lot because Slim goes up to Blackie to give the money back.
Oh yes,
because his plan was to make Blackie think. Because I think Slim goes and says, and I'm trying to portray his bad acting again. No, you don't understand, Blackie. It was Goldie. Goldie had me told me to do it, and yeah, and he wanted me to double cross you. And then Blackie's like, so why are you telling me this now? He's like, because I figured since you're gonna kill me anyway, I might as well just let you in on the secret, double crossing thing that's going on. And then he says, okay, we'll find out, because we're meeting him over at the parking lot anyway. And then what happened after that, Cameron?
And then Slim...
Please make it more exciting than your fucking date story.
This is after... So they shoot each other out, right?
Hmm?
They shoot out? They have a shootout?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people die, I guess. We don't know Goldie's whereabouts. He's surrounded by Blackie's men, and then we don't know. So, you know, you hear the cops coming, our main character gets away with the girl, too,
mm-hmm.
In his car, and then...
Sergeant Boyle, you would be a guy!
Oh, this is where he gets to parking lot. And then Goldie pops out of nowhere.
It is his own time to rock! Go be licked out, team!
I really don't even know how to react to that. Like, what do I even say? Like, if I, like, do anything, I can't do, like, the sign or some shit, then I look like an asshole. Okay, keep talking.
God, are you still talking?
Shit's crazy, man. That's some gang shit.
What?
I don't know.
Wow.
So... Goldie and Slim are drawing guns at each other.
This is a showdown. Damn it. I held a fart for like a minute. It was just a little poof.
And what rule does he break, Slim? He breaks one rule regarding hoes.
Never trust a hoe.
Yes, and most importantly, don't also fall in love with them.
Yes.
Yeah. And Slim breaks that rule, so.
Well, yeah, because Ice-T was like, you broke the number one rule. You think she, what? Why are you trying to do all this? Is it because you in love with her? Man, she ain't nothing but a dirty ass hoe. Okay? All she gives a shit about is herself. Okay? She's gonna double cross you. And then that's when, and then that's when Slim's like, no, you is wrong. He is not, she is not gonna do that. She loves me. And then that's when she gets her gun out and she goes, actually, he's right, Slim. I just needed you to try to kill Goldie.
Mm-hmm.
That way I could take the money and I could kill you.
Yes.
And which, by the way, that 16-year-old girl or whatever that he was trying to help out, that was trying to, like, become a hooker.
Yeah.
But, like, he keeps helping her because, like, he doesn't want her to be a hooker. Felt like had to save her. She's there, too, and she looks completely different than when she was a little 15, 16-year-old hooker.
Yes.
And she's there because she wanted to thank Slim for helping her out.
Yeah.
So it's a basically a Mexican standoff where, even though technically, I don't know, I don't think Slim had a gun. Yeah, Slim didn't have a gun. So this didn't make sense to me because Desiree had her gun pointed at Slim, and then Goldie had his gun pointed at Slim too, but I don't know if he also was pointing it, like, kind of going back and forth or not.
It seems like it wouldn't work though, you know.
But somehow the outcome came because all you hear is gunshots, and not only is Goldie dead on the floor, but so is Desiree. Slim is dying because he's not dead yet. He's like, mm-hmm. You could see blood coming out of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl, the little 16-year-old girl, is trying to help him, but he's like, no, I'm dying. Just take the money and go and live your life.
Does he? It kind of looked like...
Well, he doesn't say it, but like he like... did the hand motion.
Oh, I didn't
like,
see
like
that.
Take the money.
Okay. Because
he was pointing at the briefcase.
I interpreted that wrongly because I didn't see that.
Yeah, because you're a fucking dumb, stupid fucking
piece of
shit.
I thought she like could have helped him, but then chose not to and just took the money and ran. I was like,
well, yeah, she was trying to help him, but he basically hand gestured to take the money and get out of here and forget about me.
She had a better life now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I didn't understand, though, was that, like I mentioned, there's a Mexican standoff on this. But the problem is that Desiree has her gun pointed at Slim. Goldie has his gun pointed at Slim also. So with all three of them on the ground shot, who the fuck shot who?
Oh.
Because...
did someone shoot someone twice? Like...
So... because Desiree, we see her shoot Slim, and then, like, I don't know what. So did
maybe
I guess
Goldie?
They shot each other. Okay, never mind. That makes sense. Okay, because I was trying to do the whole
all at the same time kind of deal.
Well, not only that, because there's like this whole thing online too, where people are trying to figure out the Mexican standoff and Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah. That one, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I love that movie, though.
Yeah, no shit. When you were like, oh, there's a movie called Reservoir Dogs. Because they're just ripping off movie names. Oh, they are? Or oh, what are they ripping off from a fucking porn movie called Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, but it's not Reservoir Dogs. It's Reservoir Dogs, but with like D-O-G-G-Z. You know, it's from the Quentin Tarantino movie. And it's just, you know, it's like that.
Shit.
Look at that. Even fucking dumb High Cameron is ashamed of himself.
No, it's you, man. It's all you.
No, that's what you said.
I know, but not like that. So that's the end of the movie, right?
Yes, she walks away, and the camera stays still, and that's the end. And that's the end of the fucking movie. Everybody's dead.
Oh,
yay!
Yeah. We belong together, and together we can be.
I found this Theron Black box. I thought you might want to take a look at it.
She hands over a clear rectangle sheet of black glass with smooth edges.
Oh, wow. This is really cool.
Where did you get that? You shouldn't have that.
I found it on a Theron ship that crashed.
Maybe I could take it to a friend?
I would use the word friend lightly.
Misha walks over to a small filing cabinet that's next to his bed, and he takes a key from around his neck. He unlocks the cabinet and he pulls out two black cases which are both marked with Theron symbols.
As you place it down, it instantly lights up.
You know what this means, right?
This could be the chance we've been looking for.
That doesn't sound good.
Sons of the Fathers is a sci-fi horror podcast using the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu role-playing system. It is a Necropodicon original, and our first episode premieres on the 1st of March, 2020. We advise that the show isn't for children, but is great for those who revel in hapless protagonists facing ever-increasing bad odds. Sons of the Fathers, boundless space, endless horror.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce, easy to listen.
That was so bad.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Don't include that one.
I will.
Okay.
Because I'm Richard and I don't edit anything out. I like my podcast to be...
Cough, cough, cough.
Cough, cough, cough.
So, what's happening?
I'm really high. So that's how you know I'm high, is when I talk really soft like this.
I talk is that myself. Really how I sound?
Yeah, that's how you sound.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so high that like I make Ben Stein sound like an exciting adventure.
I am.
Hey, come on, man! Don't hate.
You know he's
come
dead.
Come on, man! RIP don't hate. Dog. Ben Stein's dead. Is he dead? Ben Stein's dead.
Oh, did you actually drool?
Ben Stein's dead. Ben Stein's dead.
Yes.
He is? He's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Okay, never mind. RIP to my dog. RIP to my dog. Because, you know.
Order that joke.
Word up.
Bro.
Word up.
Actually, kudos. Word up. Chris on that.
Yeah, word up. Word up, dog. Yeah. Word up, dog. Yeah. Yeah, man. yes. What time is it? And no, it's not 9:45 p.m.
Is it? My watch broke, so I don't know.
Okay.
Anymore.
It's this time.
Oh, okay.
So Cameron, how does this part work?
We say what we like about the movie and what we didn't like about the movie, and then we grade it out of a 10, with 5 being rad bad, which means you'd recommend it, and below that being bad bad, which means you wouldn't.
What does it mean, though, if, let's say, if I gave this a 4.9?
It means you still wouldn't recommend it, and it's definitely on the negative side.
No, you get this fucking wrong every goddamn... Yes.
You just wouldn't share it.
Why would you not want to share it?
Because it's just not quite up to par with an actually good movie.
No, I'll give you a hint. It's because you don't want some other people...
to know.
Because you don't want them to think that you're a what?
Weirdo.
Go deeper than that.
Weird fucking piece of shit.
That likes to...
Autoerotic asphyxiate yourself.
And?
Worse things.
I'll give you a hint. Closet.
Yeah. Oh, hang yourself?
and
masturbate.
I'll give you a hint. It's like a Barbie, but bigger.
Oh, a doll?
Yes.
Playing the guessing game. Kind of games to play it.
All right. So, do you want to go first, or am I going first?
I'll go first.
All right. So, Cameron, what did you like about this movie? What did you not like about this movie? And finally, what score would you give this out of a 10? Shit.
What I liked about this movie, I liked that the soundtrack was so bad that it was like kind of funny.
How did the soundtrack go?
It was like, you know, like the really shitty 90s.
No, I mean, but what did it sound like? Do the fucking main theme.
Oh.
You don't remember, do you?
City of Angels, see, don't sleep. The City of Angels.
Oh, no, wait. Let me do the beat.
The City of Angels, motherfuckers, capping shit.
Wow, you totally suck at going with the beat.
I can't, yeah.
It's the City of Angels. City of Angels. City of Angels.
City of Angels.
My name is Cameron, and I like to fuck dolls. Oh, yeah, let me hate myself. And I like to eat my boogers.
Damn, he's spitting bars.
So, go ahead. What did you like?
I like that, I guess. I hated it so much I liked it. I liked that there was at least one attractive female in this. That was cool.
Which was Desiree, right?
Yes, it was Desiree.
Even though you say you don't like black girls because you're a racist piece of shit.
I don't recall. So, I liked Ice-T because he's stupid. I don't like him because if I graded him based on how much I liked how he acted and played his part, it would be horrible. But I liked...
Would you say he acted the same on this, like, with SVU?
Pretty much, but it's in the wrong context. It's just not working here. You can't be gangsta and be like, "Sup, motherfuckers," like, no.
I find it kind of ironic he has a song called Cop Killers, but yet he plays a cop on SVU.
Yeah, I wonder how that worked out, like, when you arrived on set, but that's a whole other matter, like, yeah. Seems like it would cost.
I don't think many people knew who he was. Like, I'm sure they knew.
Forgot, yeah.
I'm sure they knew he was a rapper, but I don't think they actually listened to any
probably
of his music.
I have not.
You have not?
No, not legitimately. No.
Damn.
I was just like,
you should check out his shit now.
I might on the walk home.
Yeah. Which reminds me, I was actually listening to the 80s Pantera. Which I listened to the entire album called Power Metal. It's pretty fucking badass.
It's not on Spotify?
No, unfortunately not. They need to have it on Spotify, but
mostly.
But you could listen to the whole album on YouTube. I just put it connect my phone to my car stereo and I just put it on the album on YouTube.
Very nice.
Very nice.
We're all for diversifying music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's all I liked. It's like Ice-T being goofy, I guess. While trying to be serious.
Gosh, motherfuckers.
That's exactly how he sounded. Yeah.
Because
I didn't like everything else. The acting was horrible. The choreography was horrible. The cinematography was horrible. The soundtrack was technically terrible. All the acting was horrible. And, like, it just didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't really care for it.
Okay.
It was kind of a drag to watch at some points.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that, I will give it a 1.8.
Okay.
Yeah, almost a 2, but not even worth of a 2.
Did you like this movie better than Terror Toons, or did you like Terror Toons better than this movie?
If I had to, like, grade them seriously,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably go with Terror Toons slightly.
Really?
Yeah.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, at least had a porn star in it. Like, that's something. Even though it's not really a serious plus to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there were two tunes. So, Richard Sucka, what'd you like about the movie? What'd you not like about the movie? And what would you give it out of 10?
Well, what I liked about this movie was, I actually did like a lot of the bad choreography because, like, they were really trying, but yet they epically failed at it. And I could tell this movie was trying to be very serious. Like, they were trying to make, like, trying really hard to make, like, a legitimate film. It wasn't a Sharknado or anything like that.
No.
I did kind of like the fact that they censored everything. Not, like, that they bleeped shit out, but they just kind of just cut the fuck apart out. So you'd be like, this mother ho. Oh no, they didn't even say ho. Like,
I think so.
No, I don't think they said ho. Or at least they didn't say.
Part of the time they didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, but they would just cut shit out, and I'm like, this is a fucking DVD. Like, why do you need to fucking censor it? Anyway, so I kind of liked that because it kind of made it like to a point where you didn't know what the fuck a lot of these characters were talking about because it really the conversations or the shit they would say didn't make any sense at all.
It really shifted the context.
Yes. I liked. Okay, I think that's about it as far as what I liked. What I didn't like, I felt like this movie was too long.
Same.
I mean, I get it. You know, if you're trying to make a feature-length film, you have to have it at a certain length for it to be considered a movie. But I felt like I would have liked this movie a lot more if they would have cut a lot of unnecessary shit out. Because there was a lot of unnecessary fucking scenes in there. And if I had to give this a score out of a 10, I disagree with you. This was better than Terror Toons and, of course, better than Bottom of the Dead and After School Lunch Special. Sure. But, I mean, would I watch it again? Maybe with, like, an Ice T fan? Just so that way I can know what their thoughts are.
That makes sense.
I would probably just mainly focus on the person that happens to be an Ice-T fan just to kind of be like a scientist and take notes down. And as far as my score out of a 10, I'll probably just give this like a 2.
Oh, we're pretty much in agreement.
I thought you gave it like a 1.3 or some shit.
1.8.
A 1.8.
Yeah, just...
Well, yours is a 1.8, mine's a 2. That's completely different numbers, so it's not the same.
Yeah.
All right, so on to the actual scores. I'm just going to breeze through it. I don't even feel like going through the whole thing. Yeah. 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 So for IMDb, it's got a 4 out of a 10. For Rotten Tomatoes.
The audience score says a lot.
Yeah. Audience score is 17%. Obviously, there's no tomato meter. Now, for Out Cold on Letterboxd, this doesn't even have technically a rating because this has only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 votes.
Imagine being one of the 8 people who went on here to do a vote for Out Cold.
Yeah. Cameron, do you know what other time it is now?
It's a bad rad wheel of shit time?
Yes, it is. How does this work, Cameron?
He just knocked off all the phone things on his wall.
I like how you get easily distracted. What, you got fucking ADD or some shit?
Oh, no.
And he's picking his nose.
I'm not going to eat it, though. Not on air. I'll do that after. Of course, you know.
He almost did, though.
No. So we spin this wheel with movie names on it, and then whichever one it lands on, although most of them are choose options, trying to get rid of some. So,
do you want to spin the wheel, or do you want me to spin it?
You can spin it.
Alright, while I'm spinning it, you say what's left on the fucking wheel.
There's one I kind of am hoping for. Night is something strange, because it's vague, but sounds kind of cool. TC2000, Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, and then the rest are choose options. Richard, spin that wheel. Spin it really hard. Still going.
Oh, gnarly. Well, it's choose option.
Got that one.
So, Cameron, you have the choice of choosing. Oh, no, wait. No, you chose last time. Oh, no, no. No, no, no. It was Joe. Joe chose. Okay. Do you want to choose?
Sure.
Okay, so, Cameron, you have the choice of either choosing TC2000 or Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
Did you see what TC2000 is? Is that like a Terminator thing?
I don't watch trailers.
Okay, I'll go with Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
All right. That's going to be the next episode.
Yay.
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
Wow.
Cameron.
Wait for that one.
Contact details.
You gotta do this.
And he's gonna butcher it even now since he's Red fucking
Movies podcast on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Bad Rad Movies on Twitter.
Wow.
And Facebook. And badradmovies@gmail.com.
Oh my god. For the first time in the fucking podcast history, Cameron got something right.
Oh my god. Do I get a prize?
I'll have to think of some kind of... Well, no, you already got two prizes.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you two PlayStation 4 games because you
Thank
fixed
you.
Your PlayStation 4.
I did. You know, guys, don't... When, like, shit breaks, don't look up the YouTube video. Some guy had me thinking I had to, like, unscrew the back and, like, get in the wiring and shit. All I had to do was switch out the HDMI cords. Boom, 6-month-long problem solved.
No, that's not what you said. Caused your PS4 to break.
Yeah, it's on the
you said that you death. Fucked it and you came in it.
Is that that's what you texted me on the way over here?
Well, I asked like, you yeah. that, and you said, "Yeah, that's what you did."
Yeah, I just said, "Yeah."
No, you said,
hey,
"Yeah, that's what I did."
Found me, no?
Oh, I will put it up, and I will put up other things for Bad Rad Camera Sundays.
One. Oh, did you stockpile some more shit?
Oh no, just from what you sent me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, want to thank Cameron for coming on again. I mean, you're pretty much going to be on almost every episode except for when you're not able to. Always a pleasure. Yeah, as usual.
Have a good one.
Have a good bit.
Way
it ends strong.
This next record is dedicated to some personal friends of mine, the LAPD. For every cop that has ever taken advantage of somebody, beat them down or hurt them because they got long hair, listen to the wrong kind of music, wrong color, whatever they thought was the reason to do it. For every one of those fucking police, I'd like to take a pig out here in this parking lot and shoot them in their motherfucking face.
Shit's been too long. I got my 12-gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned on. tonight we get even. Tonight we get even. Tonight we get even.